Coming up on First Course Verse, podcasts, fandom, music, all of that stuff would be excellent if it wasn't for podcasters, musicians, and fans. That is next.
Fucking sing it yourself. Cause everything is free now.
First Course Universe, DL here. How's it going? Welcome to episode 175. I'm on my own. I'm going to pull it back. I'm going to chill out. I'm going just me, one camera, and we're going to have a little chat tonight. How's everybody doing? Even though the mood of this may express that I am not great, I assure you that I am. I am loving the podcast this year. I'm having a blast. I have kind of let go a little bit and just let things lie as they shall. Does that make any sense to you? No, that's fine. Maybe it will after we have this talk. I feel much better. I don't talk to some of my friends as much as I did. I don't really talk to Rachel anymore. I guess she's just busy, or maybe she has finally realized just how much she hates me. And Evil's work has become a bit of a beast, a bit of a very large giant beast. Mine has too. So we're all very busy, but we still meet up when we can to talk music and get it to you. Podcast is fun. 1994 has been a blast. We've been able to talk about 1994, dissecting the first quarter of it alone was just a beast. You've already watched that. You've already seen or listened to it. You've already seen that so far Super Unknown is our number one, with Nine Inch Nails, Downward Spiral being two, and Dookie at three. Super Unknown and Downward Spiral, it's going to be hard to knock those off. I do have a couple albums I'm looking at that might get us there. Hopefully you're okay with me taking sips every now and then during this. I am trying to make this completely non-edited, completely straight. I don't want a lot of cuts. I want a very relaxed, you and me here chatting sort of feel. And the reason that I want to do that is because I'm going to be a little bitchy. I'm going to be a little honest about things that I don't know if I should or not. So I just want it to feel real. We are going to talk about what is happening to the music industry, to the podcast industry, and what it's like to be a fan now. We're going to talk about everything that musicians are doing wrong and what they can do to fix it, what they're doing right, how it's not really their fault. I mean, really, it's not at all their fault. We're going to talk about podcasts, everything we're doing wrong, what we can do to fix it, to make it right. And we're going to talk about being a fan and what we're doing wrong and how to make it right. That's right. It's going to be those three subjects. I'm tackling them all tonight. I have a lot to say. It's been a weird year. The end of last season was a little tough for me. A lot of things went on. I'll talk about a little bit of it. Some of it I won't. And I came to some realizations bleeding into this year that has made this a lot more fun for me, a little more casual. I think things are going to ramp up, though. As you've seen on the pod, we've got a lot of things going, coming down the pike with working on some things on the website and stuff, which has been down for a while now, but I promise you that there's a reason for that. So sorry, but you know, our traffic was not huge on that anyway. Speaking of numbers, the numbers are still good on audio. We're still slowly climbing. We're getting, you know, we're adding about 1,000 to 2,000 a year, which that's amazing. If we just keep doing that, once we get to year 10, we might make money. I don't know. The video has not translated, and that's fine. And I think first off, we need to give it at least a year to see if it will. I think second off, I'm kind of okay if it just ends up being audio with, you know, 2% of our listeners wanting to go video. It took me a while, but you know, I stopped and I thought about it, and when it comes to podcasts, I don't watch podcast videos. I'll watch snippets for, you know, funny stuff here and there that come from podcasts, and we will talk about that as well. But I don't go to video to watch podcasts. I listen to them. I listen to them while I'm at work or driving or that sort of thing. When do you listen to Verse Course Verse? You do listen every Monday, correct? If you don't watch, you can watch it on YouTube. It comes out at midnight every Monday, or you can listen to the audio. Also comes out at midnight every Monday. You can listen to it while you're driving, while you're working out, while you're working, while you're taking a walk, while you're gardening. Are you gardening? You should garden. It's good for the soul. You know what? Speaking of good for the soul, what are we drinking? Well, this is my super special tequila that I got for my the Verse Course Verse 10 out of 10s this year, which some of the episodes have not come out yet, but man, it is getting usage. The Verse Course Verse 10 out of 10 wall has grown exponentially over the last few weeks. This is the Grand Mayan Extra Aged Tequila, straight from Mexico. I think it's only 40%
alcohol.
So nothing crazy, but man, it is a gorgeous tequila with... Got it on ice today. Oh, just, it is so smooth. You still get that smoky burn, but my God, that is smooth. Yeah, did a big old block of ice. It's a little warm today. First warm day in Washington, so I was feeling it. But I wanted some tequila for this talk. I wanted a nice fireside chat without sides or fires. And we'll see how it goes. So yeah, this is going to be very complainy or sound very complainy because of things. Now, I'm also going to try to offer solutions. You know, mom and dad always said, don't bitch about something when you don't have a solution, right? That's what they say. So I'm going to do a little bit of that. I'm going to try to come up with solutions. I don't have straight up solutions, but I have ideas. I have things that might work. You know, I should also add that Rachel and Evil didn't have a part in this. In fact, it's probably a little bit eye-rolly for them, at least one and a half of them. They probably would recommend that maybe I didn't even come out with this, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to have fun. We're going to get to it. Yeah. So podcasting, being a fan, being an artist, we'll say, what is that like nowadays? What's going on with the industry? How can we help it? What really grinds our gears? That's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to take a break and we'll get down to this. Red Bull, keep me up. It's been a long day. I was up at 4 trying to get shit done. And that's okay. Tequila Red Bull, right? That's what you want. I may have to take some water so that I can wash down the Red Bull so that I can then drink the tequila. I might have to cut some of this because you don't just want to watch me take sips all night. Musicians, fans, podcasters. We start with podcasters, right? You know, if you're going to start pointing fingers, you got to have your thumb pointed back at you. No, wait, that's 3 points. I get what the saying is now. We're going to look in the mirror. We're going to look inward. We're going to talk about podcasters. I could talk personally on all three of these. I did used to be a musician that tried to be something, which did not turn out well for me at all. I'm a huge fan. I buy music. I love music. I try to support indie. Speaking of supporting indie, Artists of the Month for March, The Brontosaur, that is on YouTube. That's done. My God, the feedback has been so amazing on that. T Parks and the rest of the Brontosaur family, they are so appreciative. They are exactly what is not wrong with the industry. I'll put it like that. We'll talk more about that when we get to musicians. I don't hate all musicians. In fact, I rarely come across one that I hate. Sometimes I just hate what they do. But there's a lot of good eggs. We'll get there. First, we got to talk about podcasters, right? Once again, this is, one more little warning for you here. This Rachel and Evil have nothing to do with this. Rachel and Evil are humongous assets to the pod. They're vital. You know, I run things past them a lot. I run everything past Evil, to wit, he usually just ignores me until I answer it myself. But love him for that. But they are massive parts of the pod that bring amazing things to the table. But if we're just talking about putting in the whose baby it is, I guess I'll say. I'm the one that edits. I'm the one that comes out with outlines. I'm the one that schedules all this. I'm the one that does the interviews. I'm the one that sets up the interviews. I'm the one that researches to see who we should come up with, gets in contact with these musicians' teams. I do make sure that we get music rights for any music that might be played, which is a whole other beast. That is emails and emails and emails to these labels or these managers, or finding out that this manager isn't the manager anymore and this label is actually not owning that record, even though they still have that band. There's this other company, so you have to find them, and then you have to find a person that really ends up saying, I don't know, some of the time. All of that stuff, all of the work put in, this is my podcast, okay? I've got co-hosts in Rachel and Evil, but typically I'd say it like this. Any problem, anytime you have a problem with the pod, it's probably nothing they did. It's always going to be something that I did. So if you're going to complain about anything after this episode, it deserves 110% to be on me. And there you go. Podcast numbers, do you guys care about the numbers? I don't know. I will tell you like this, but it's very convoluted. We usually sit anywhere from, and this sounds terrible, for music podcasts, anywhere from the 50 to like the 225 mark. Not great, right? Now, this is guesstimation. This is complete. This could be completely off. What I do is I pool things from four different things, and it's almost impossible. The reason that it's impossible is because A, our podcast is a lot of things. It's not a music podcast. When you are filing and you are producing and you are organizing, there are music commentary podcasts. There are music podcasts. There are music interview podcasts. There are music history podcasts. We're all these things. So a lot of our episodes end up going filing under a different thing, and our podcast ends up, you know, out of the 175 episodes, 25 of them are only interviews. So those are going to go into this pool, while music history, there's 30 of them that are going to go into this pool, and maybe all of them will end up pooling into music commentary. It's a mess. Podcast ratings are a mess, and that's not even going to the fact that if you go to iTunes podcasting, their numbers are solely on downloads per. If you go to Spotify, nobody really knows. Nobody really knows what the hell Spotify's is. And then there are also these other companies. There's Chartables, which seems to be fairly accurate sometimes, but the same thing as GoodPods, although GoodPods is even worse. This is a place where if you become super active there, maybe pay a little money for a couple little things. Oh, get that membership. And then all of a sudden, your podcast is number one for indie sci-fi something something. And then you get to post on social media, our podcast is number one. Holy shit. It's amazing. There are companies that do that as well. So I try to pool everything and give an average. For all I know, we could be the number four music podcast in the world. We could be number 5,000. When you're talking about, unfortunately, music podcasts alone, you're looking at 20,000. I mean, I could be way, it could be more like 100,000, but you're looking at the very least like 20,000 podcasts. It's insane. Those numbers, I think, are going to cut off soon because of some of the things that, well, first off, Spotify did something huge. As of June 1st, they declared that they had a thing, and I don't remember what it's called, but it's basically they would let music podcasters podcast directly from them, and then you could get licenses for the music that's on Spotify. Great, right? But here are the two really, really huge hiccups. number one, you could only then be on Spotify. Only your podcast could only be on Spotify. Number two, you had to play the whole song. So people would talk. I'm sure some of you music lovers have heard those podcasts where they'll talk a little bit. And that's a good setup for one specific structure of podcast. If you are an album only podcast and you go to talk one album an episode and you want to go song by song, track by track, it makes sense. That's a really good structure to have. But the problem is, and this is where I'm going to start getting in trouble, that gets fucking boring fucking fast. We tried that with our, it took us one episode to realize that you don't go track by track on albums, let alone if you're going track by albums and then letting the whole fucking song play. Well, thousands of podcasts were doing this, and that's going away in June. And all of a sudden you start to see on social media a bunch of these podcasts saying, well, I don't know what we're going to do now. It's a little rough, but I don't care. Here's the problem, and it's a fairly big problem. It is the biggest problem with podcasting right now. Podcasting is in the shitter. It's in the absolute shitter. So 94%, not 5, 94% of podcasts fucking suck. They suck. I had a thing the first couple years that we were a pod where I would purposely not want to listen to other music podcasts because I did not want to ever feel like I was stealing anything, which is inherently a little bit ridiculous because any sort of structure in our podcast, you could show being stolen from other things. Our awards and categories, I stole that from a podcast I used to listen to a long time ago, not really thinking about it. That's been stolen from us. There are podcasts out there that I'm sure they don't listen to us, but they definitely follow us and they have taken a lot of our ideals. We've had other content creators take our ideas and they suck for that. But I mean, shit, it's just like being a musician, right? Like, maybe they're just influences. They're not necessarily stealing. And if you think that you can build on something better, that's influential, right? That's not stealing. I don't know. I'm okay with that. But that brings us back to the point that podcasting sucks now. It totally sucks. I empathize greatly with you as the listeners, because I am one myself, the trying to find worthy podcasts to listen to is one of the hardest things now. It is so completely ridiculously difficult. And the reason is because nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody is trying. Really, nobody's trying. And they aren't trying because they don't have any money. Why would they? Let's break that thought process down, okay? When I say nobody is trying, I don't mean that, you know, people aren't coming out with regular content. That's fine. You come out with a weekly podcast and you're able to every week on the week. That's great. Good for you. But is it any good? Is there structure there? What's your audio quality like? What kind of mic are you using? What kind of audio setup are you using? Do you edit? What kind of editing do you do? How well edited is it? Do you video? How good is the video? How are you on 4K? Are you 1080? People don't care about the quality. And that is the biggest problem right now with podcasting, as I'm sure all of you would agree with me. And the reason is that 95, on this one, I'll say 95%. And a little bit of us included, 95% of the people that get into posting, it's a posting. I'm going tequila. 95% of the people that are in podcasting are in podcasting because they think that they are better at talking than other people. It takes a lot of fucking work. I can tell you in the 4 years that I've been doing podcasting, and I already was, in my real job, in my real life, I'm a salesperson. I've always been one to be drawn to very intimate conversations. anybody, as I think you've probably figured out if you watch the show, I have like four friends. So I'm a very introverted, close friend person that casts aside other people. My point to that is this, is that yes, there is a lot there in knowing how to speak properly and knowing how to talk good. There is something to that. You need to be entertaining. You need to be witty. You need to be quick. You need to be funny. Everybody thinks that they're quick and witty and funny. And all podcasts start because drunk fucks, particularly dudes that are a little bit younger age range than me, but my age range included, I mean, shit, I do have a podcast, are in a bar one night and realize, oh my God, we are the funniest people on earth. Like, why aren't we showing this to other people? It'll be amazing. You're not funny. Every group of friends thinks that. Every group of friends thinks that they have this amazing, quick, witty, hilarious banter that they can't believe isn't there for the world to see. You don't. You're not funny. All those other people at those bars that you were at find you annoying as hell. All these people now have podcasts, and a lot of it is that. It is sitting down, hey, let's talk about sports. Hey, let's talk about the football game last night. Hey, okay, I'll separate this into two separate types of podcasts. You have your elite 1% podcast. You have your Bill Simmons, and I'm sorry, I'm using a sporting analogy, but you have your Bill Simmons or your Ryan, I forgot his name. We'll go with Bill Simmons podcast, right? This man has been living, eating, and breathing basketball his entire life. He has lived for the New England Patriots, the Boston Red Sox, the Boston Celtics. This guy knows more about basketball, among other sports, than most people on earth. He has worked for ESPN for 30-something years. He is a brilliant writer. That guy can produce a sports podcast that is so quick and so brilliant and gives you so much information in such a short amount of time that's in his head. It's amazing. And then you have 99% of the other sports podcasts, which is a bunch of dudes that say, man, all we do is fucking sit around and watch sports and talk about it with each other. You know every offensive lineman that has been on the Packers for 30. You should be on a podcast. And they start a podcast and they sit down and they just fucking talk and laugh. Now, do we have any more of a right to call ourselves a podcast than them? No. Absolutely not. And the numbers won't lie. Someday, those guys might be much more popular than us because they, I don't know, maybe it's the content. Maybe they're talking about something that more people want to hear about. Or maybe they're just more popular on Instagram. You know, when we started this, Sven, me, I had no social media presence. I hate social media. I think I had a Facebook that I never used. I didn't have Instagram until this podcast. Sven had like 40 people. Rachel, what, 100 people. Evil, 100 people. We had zero social media presence. We had nothing to build off of. We have no social following to build off of. A lot of podcasts work with that. Or they're just a famous producer, a famous musician, something like that. You know, and we're never going to be able to compete with that. Those people are going to get these huge artists, the lead singer of this, and I'm still looking into this camera. You're not on. It's just me and you, buddy. We're never going to be able to do that. And I don't know if we really want to, but we still try to outline everything. We still try to use the best quality gear that we can. I said that I wasn't going to edit this year. I realized a couple episodes in, that's a fucking lie. I edit heavily now. It takes me a very long time. Except this episode. This episode, I'm trying to keep it to very, very minimal edits. Maybe I'll mark them. I'll mark every time I edited. Now, we have worked with a good amount of podcasts. We've worked with like 8 or 9 podcasts. I specifically Rachel and Evil, I think, have worked with one or two with me. Maybe just Rachel. I don't really remember. Here's the point. We have worked with amazing podcasts. I'll give one for example, you know, 1001 Album Complaints. Well, or they are great to work with. They're well organized. Everything was a structured email about what time you're doing this, when, here's the gear, what should we talk about, very specific outlines, wonderful stuff. And then there are other podcasts that either A, you show up, you've put in all this work, and they essentially just read off of Wikipedia. Or even worse, a large percentage of the podcasts that we've worked with have reneged on their deals. We have done what we were going to do, and then they didn't follow through with what they were going to do. That happens quite a bit. So much to the point that we very rarely say yes to podcasts anymore. You can get a vibe very early on if it's even worth it, because you know what you're getting asked to do. Now, that's not a take saying that these people are horrible people. You know, the biggest problem is podcasting. Why should we care? We don't make any money. We don't make any money. We don't make shit. I have worked with two podcasts in my time, in my 4 years podcasting, that make money. One of them did what I talked about. One of them said they were going to do this, that, the other. They contacted me, asking me to be a part of this, that, and the other. And then once they got done, they kind of acted like I had just asked them on to interview them and should be super grateful, and kind of disappeared until they needed something else. That podcast, I think it deserves to make money. I do. But I think the man or woman that runs that podcast is a piece of shit. So I don't want them to. The other one that I worked with that made money was what I talked about, where they read off Wikipedia. I showed up, they read off Wikipedia. No heart, no passion, no anything. And again, why? Why should they? They don't make any fucking money. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, podcasters. You know that old, super old, greatest generation of all time saying, dress for the job you want? Maybe don't show up in a graphic tee with a cuss word on it to your job. You got to dress for the job you want. You got to fake it until you make it. You got to have high quality shit. You got to have structure. You got to know what you're walking into. You got to try. I mean, like, really try. I mean, really put in the hours. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just think that you're going to get lucky, and you're not. Why do I say that? Okay, let's take a look at a highly successful podcast. And don't get mad at me until you let me finish my thought. One podcast, probably my top five podcasts every year, is My Favorite Murder with Karen and Georgia. And sorry, I don't know which one is which, and that's going to matter. That, at least for a time, was the biggest podcast in the world. Because when it came out, true crime was a massive thing. They hit the timing for podcasting and true crime perfectly. Bam. Massive. And it's not just that. Those two women are fucking hilarious. They're hilarious. One of them, I don't know which one, one of them was a writer, a comic writer and a stand-up comedian for a long time. And you can... They are so quick. They are so witty, and they are fucking hilarious. If you are, like I was talking about with Bill Simmons, if you are a comedian, if you are a Bill Burr that has been doing this forever, and you're just that witty on it, you can talk about your fucking flight last night for 2 hours and it be hilarious. That's fine. My Favorite Murder has done that. But really stop and watch, listen to My Favorite Murder. Editing wise, it's fucking terrible. They don't edit anything. It's not good. Now, it works for them because they have that niche of, they do that whole, we're dumb. We don't really know. you know, we don't do the research, which that's a lie, by the way. They have research teams. Like, they are big time. They don't even have to do their own research anymore. But I'm not knocking them. They have the niche and it works. It works great. It works fantastically, which is the whole, you know, we're not experts. We're just dummies that love true crime. They portray that. I'm not saying that they are that. It's a brilliant thing to do, because then when you fumble words and you're trying to read, but you can't, it works perfectly. It just builds in. It's endearing. They have that niche. But the problem is that everybody else sees that, hears that, and thinks, oh my God, that's brilliant. Let's do that. That's not going to work for anyone else. They already did that. And the reason that I bring it all the way back to that is because the problem with podcasting is it's oversaturated. That's the problem. You as listeners have 100,000 fucking podcasts to try to wade through and find. And so much of it is shit. So much of it is people trying to get hot takes. People trying to, let's talk about podcasts on social media. My God, I was guilty of it a while ago. Podcasting, musicians, everybody on social media has to try to find the algorithm, has to try to figure out what do I post so that I can get likes. It is such a fucking cesspool. Man, I am... Solutions, I promise you. It's not just going to be bitching. I get so frustrated when I get on social media now, because I get on and all I see are podcasts that are just posting fucking videos that are stolen. They're posting some old, hey, on this day, Michael Jackson came out 40 years ago, or a movie podcast where they're just showing a scene. Who loves the scene? You're stealing somebody else's content and just coming out with it yourself. Why? So you can get 10,000 likes on Instagram? Who gives a shit? Why are we doing that? Why do that? It makes me so mad. And I tried doing stuff like that for a while. We tried doing these promos where we'd make ourselves. And because of that, they were funny and endearing, but they weren't good content. You know, they weren't something, obviously they weren't. We ended up, and that's the other thing. That's the point. I can't figure out the algorithm and I'm not going to try. I don't have the time. And I think that what we are currently doing keeps our souls intact as a podcast. I'm going to keep posting vinyl about the music that we're talking about. Uh-oh, politician hands coming out. I am going to post vinyl about the music we're talking about. I am going to post drinks about what we're drinking. I am going to post myself listening to vinyl when I'm doing homework for the podcast. God bless America, bring the troops home. I don't know if this is going to lead to us being successful. Probably not. We're going to try things, but at least, as Al Pacino would say in Scent of a Woman, our soul is intact. That was pretty good, right? Podcasters need to do better. We need a structure. Now, I hear some of you maybe saying, what about this episode? What about you and your one-take rambling? This is not a one-take rambling. In fact, as far as quality, this is the second time that I've filmed this. I filmed this in Vegas. I edited it. There was a little bit of a problem with my mic going into the second half because one of my cords while I was on the road was a little bit wobbly. So I had to fix it, and it made the audio just a little bit tinny. And it wasn't as structured as I'd like it to be. So what I did is I listened to that, came in, wrote this out, read my little talking points here, and now I'm going one-on-one with you, making a new video, re-editing it. That's what podcasting needs to be if we want it to be successful. And I'm saying this to every podcaster. None of you listen to me because podcasters are, much like musicians, we're fucking assholes. We don't listen to other people's art. We're too obsessed with our own. But any of you podcasters that are listening, that is the bar that you have to set. We need better quality. We need to be better. We need to be better. Like every other artist, podcasters have made it all about them. And it's not. If you are a music podcast, you're a music podcast because of music, and you need to be helping music. Yes, this year we are talking about 1994. Who does that help? What are we helping Soundgarden? I don't really think so. Are we helping Trent Reznor? No. But we also do other shit, like the Indie Artist of the Month. We also do other shit, like we have listeners on to talk about their favorite albums. We care. We really do. We really want a community. And here's the fix for us. We will keep the best quality that we can. Maybe a little rough around the edges sometimes. I mean, shit, we all fuck up. And getting off my high horse, just a way to just knock myself right off of it, I'll give you a little story. Last year, season 3, I put in months of work for the finale. Not only did I put in months of work, but I had the other people in the pod put in a bunch of work too. We did travel. We got dressed up. We did on location. We did live, in person. All of this work put into this big, huge, amazing 3 to 4 camera, I think it was 4 camera finale, directed, produced, massive, massive stuff. All this work put into it. And then when it came out, did you notice that it was only a Zoom call? That is because your friendly neighborhood DL got what some would say too drunk in the finale. Turns out I was extremely nervous, extremely, for a bunch of different circumstances we won't get into. And my nerves, plus trying to keep the energy up with everybody in the place, turned into just the reflex, man. I just drank scotch until some would say, some would say it was amazing and it was hilarious and it was fumbly, but it worked. But there were other people involved that did not want that to be a thing. So, hey, I fuck up. We fuck up. We drink while we podcast. So me saying all this stuff about hard work and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm sitting here drinking. So I don't know. Does that make me a hypocrite? It might be. I think it adds to the content, but you might be sitting there thinking, you know, we got a lot of feedback on one of our videos that was shitting on us for how much we were drinking, which to me is weird because we usually get the feedback saying, you guys don't drink enough. I love it when you guys are a little tipsy. Also, that video was, you know, people hated it for a whole different reason. We fuck up too. We're going to keep fucking up, but we're going to try really, really hard in the meantime. And that's my promise to you guys. Sorry you have to wade through the crap. Hopefully it starts to diminish. I kind of think it will. I don't know what's going to happen to podcasting over the next couple years. I hope you stick with us for our ride. This isn't some small thing. We've got a big vision. I don't know. In the end, First Course Versus just want to have fun, much like Cyndi Lauper. But we do have a vision and we do want to get there. We're just not going to sell our souls to do it. Now, if any of you want to sponsor us, we will sell our souls immediately. This could just as easily be a Miller Lite or a Four Loko or what have you. And I will sell my soul all day. McDonald's, this can be French fries. Rachel would be the happiest person in the world. That's podcasting. I'll talk a little bit more about what we're going to try to do to improve when I get to artists. Do we talk about artists next? Let's talk about artists next. Artists, musicians, oh, you cool cats. You know what sucks for you? Everything. every single thing about the industry right now. Just read yesterday or the day before that the government is trying to ratify a bill where Spotify and iTunes would owe artists 1 cent for each stream. That would be great, right? That's, hey, honest step in the right direction now. What will Spotify and iTunes do? Well, you'll keep your whatever. I don't know how much it is, $12.99 or something like that for a Spotify monthly. But then they're going to tack on 2 cents for every stream you do or something, right? If the government is going to make them give 1 cent to artists, they're going to charge us too. Let's talk about that when we get to fandom, but I'm okay with that. Hey, Spotify figured it out, right?
Figured it out.
Someone hit the big score.
And we're going to do it anyway.
But artists, oh, artists, look, you're not making any money. There is not a lot of motivation to tour because at least for a long period of time, people weren't going out anymore. And it's still not as big, although it's getting way better. And I love that so much. It doesn't make sense to come out with albums anymore. Does it, like, you know, the physical media? I mean, you know, God, and I'm going to, once again, qualifying statement here. I'm not talking to every musician when I'm just about to start shitting on you. There are musicians that we work with that are amazing. I've already talked about the whole family of T Parks and his wife, Louise, who was just one of the, somebody by all intents and purposes who could give such a fuck you interview, such a, I've done this 500 times, I don't need this shit, was just one of the most delightful conversations I've had. Just so in love, so amazing. There are people like that. There are people right below here. You can't really see it very well, but there's a CD for Pure Nonsense. Mark Kowal, I'm going to save him for when we get into talking about fandom, because I have a very, very, there's a reason why I talk about him, and he's my favorite listener of this podcast. No offense to all you regulars. You know, I love all of you, and anything that you email me, I get back to you. But there are just certain people that we will talk about why that guy is special. You know, Moontooth, they're not necessarily independent, but they have always been so amazing. We deal with amazing musicians. We do. You are great people, a lot of you. And like I said, a lot of this isn't your fault. You don't make any fucking money. It's unfair. But here is the problem. People become musicians because it means they get to be assholes. People become musicians because they want to be able to play music for a living while getting God complexes, while being able to be on stage above everyone else, levitating, while we lowly humans just wish that we could be you and wish that you would possibly give us 5 minutes of your time. You gotta face that that's not the case anymore. It's not. Now, a lot of you do, but a lot of you don't. One of the most frustrating things about having a podcast, a music podcast nowadays, is how hard it is to try to gather interviews. How hard it is to, and I'm not, look, if I'm trying to contact Dave Grohl or fucking Jack White, or you know what I mean? If I'm trying to get a hold of Fiona Apple to do an interview, am I expecting, well, why the hell wouldn't she answer? No, that's not what I'm saying. The problems that I have are contacting somebody saying, hey, podcast, would love to have you on, would love to talk about your new projects, this and this and this. People don't want to talk about their old projects. I get that. I love that. Sure, no problem. Ghosted. We have been ghosted. Last year alone, we were ghosted 3 times. We had a director that was supposed to come on that ghosted us. We had a bass player who was supposed to come on that ghosted. We had 2 bass players. One of them said, hey, let's do it next year, and then ghosted us. We had one person who, this, Fuck it. Devin Townsend. Devin Townsend was supposed to come on the show. And this was personal for me because one of the things that I really, really, really love doing that is kind of a small thank you to me for how amazing Evil and Rachel are and continue to be as friends and as people that do this with me is I get to get them face to face with some of their musical heroes. And Evil fucking loves Devin Townsend. And I was so excited. Everything's set up. Everything's good to go. And it's a pain in the ass. And it takes half a year, but it's finally there. It's the week of, hey, what time do you want to do this? It's 2 days before we have it scheduled. Hey, I sent you the link, but I need to know a time. Nothing. Completely ghosted. Completely. Now, come to find out, like a week later, there's this, he comes out with YouTube himself saying he's got his own podcast now. So I get that. But what is going on in this industry that, how hard would it have been to send a 2-sentence email? Hey, can't happen anymore. Real sorry. Good luck. When I keep saying musicians, what I need to say is teams, musicians, teams, because I'll say this, most of the time when I'm in touch with the actual musicians, it goes great. Goes great. It's the teams that suck. And in all fairness, why the fuck should their team care? Why should Devin Townsend's manager care about our podcast? He's not going to make any money off this. That manager's not going to see any money. That manager wants him out touring. That manager wants to get him, you know, something big where he's got to get his cut. You know what I mean? I get that. But the reputation sours so quickly for anyone that has anything to do with the industry, for the musicians and for their teams. Immediately. Do you know how much I would love, honestly? Okay. We had one interview that is, I don't know if it is anymore, but it was for a long time, our highest downloaded episode ever. We have another episode that's like top 10 episodes. Other than that, our interviews don't do great because they're very niche. People either want to hear that person talk or they don't. They don't do great. We don't have to do interviews. And that's kind of the overbearing theme of this. We need you just as much as you need us. And musicians don't understand that. And it's becoming a big fucking problem. And just like podcasters, it's becoming a problem to the point that you have bought into what the industry wants you to do. You have bought into the whole Spotify, let's come out with a Spotify short. Let's release one song and make it, you know, fit whatever niche thing so that it'll get us a million downloads so we can make $25. It's really none of our faults, but it is all of our faults. Because musicians aren't coming out with albums because they can't afford to. We aren't buying albums because we can't afford to as fans. And podcasts aren't really covering because what's the point? Musicians need to understand, you musicians, you independent musicians, you musicians that maybe listen to this that aren't independent, you need to support others in art. It can't be all about you. Do you know how often I see a musician promoting someone else's stuff on their social media? I think I've seen it like twice ever. And I get, you guys are so busy. You don't have time to promote your own stuff. And then, hey, there's this great album out. But I don't care. You got to do it. You got to do it. You have to support. Why do you deserve support if you aren't supporting others? And I'm talking about podcasts. I'm talking about other musicians is mostly what I'm talking about. Bringing it around to a possible solution. We have been working on ideas, we as Evil and I, about building a community, building a website. Evil is actually in the works of doing it now, where we can have a community where independent artists can post their music, can share specific things about specific states or cities or tours, or hey, there is this club in Detroit that's paying this much. It's actually a pretty good gig. You should do that. Or independent artists saying, hey, here all we do is we promote our physical media. Here, there are no streams. You do not get streams. You get physical media. You can go online and you can buy my album. I know we're all just broke music lovers. I was broke for most of my life. I promise you that. But that doesn't matter. We have to make this right. And the only way that we can make it right is if we start paying for fucking music again. And maybe there's a specific way to make physical media cheap again. Or maybe we can figure out a way to stream, but it's like old school Google Play, man. Like you pay $1 a song, you know, $12 for the album, bam. If we did something like that, I want to know if people would entertain that idea, if it could work. You know, Bandcamp does a pretty good job, but I don't know how long Bandcamp is going to be Bandcamp because of what happened with them. None of these companies are going to be around long, I don't think. Now that vinyl is huge, getting even huger again, it's not going to be long before the labels, you know, get their hands on that and make it a thing. Hey, that's our solution. Build a website. Build a website. Hey, I went on this podcast and they did this for me. Shout them out. Shout them out on your social media. Hey, this pocket right here, they buy fucking vinyl. If your band has a vinyl, put them in this store. They will put it. Things like that. We can build a community and we can help you. I honestly do want to help. I don't make money off this, and I don't know if I ever will. I can tell you that the only reason I give two shits about money in this podcast is so I can pay Evil and Rachel. I don't care about making money. This is a passion project. I don't give a shit if I'm going to make money. I really honestly don't care. I would like to make money. I don't care. I would do this for 20 years and not make a cent. I want to be able to say that I helped the independent music industry. That's what I have decided that I want. That's honestly all that I want. And I think that we can do that. But we all need to actually start rowing in the same direction and stop kowtowing to fucking Spotify. Just as guilty, I have a family whatever Spotify account. I need Spotify to fucking study for every week's episode, but we got to do something. Let's hear your thoughts. Shoot me an email. contact@versechorusverse.com. Let me know what you think we can do. We got one more thing to talk about that obviously ties into all of it, and it's fans. We are all them. Fans, we're the worst. We are the absolute worst. We are the worst because Napster came along and we realized, well, and we've been doing it ever since. Google Play was great, but it didn't last. You know why it didn't last? Because you actually had to pay for music. Hey, music fans, are you really fans? If you're really fans, there is one really easy solution to what's going on in the music industry. Pay for your fucking music. Buy your fucking music. If you can't afford it, I get that. Maybe there will eventually be a community where you can come on and say, hey, don't have the money to buy your album right now. Maybe you can just let me stream it and see what it sounds like. There are ideas like that. But the bottom line is that as fans, it's simple. We don't buy music anymore. People wonder what happened to the fucking music industry. We don't buy music anymore. And that's why there's two labels left and four artists that make $1 billion. Look, as a fan of podcasts, I don't know what you're supposed to do. I really don't. I don't know what ends up happening with podcasting. I can tell you that I think, from a biased opinion, that podcasters deserve money. Yeah. Yeah, we do, because it is entertainment. You do. If you are listening to this, you listen to us once a week. That's, you know, that's the same thing as listening to our album once a week. Now, here's the thing. I buy an album. I buy this vinyl. That was, you know, $30, $40 or whatever. I get to listen to it a million times. You know, you shouldn't have to pay me fucking $20, $10 a month, whatever it is, to listen to the pod. I get that. I get that maybe it's just a one-time entry fee for podcasting. And once again, I'm not even talking about our podcast. I don't think our numbers correlate yet with being able to make money. I think we're still a few thousand listeners an episode away. I don't care. I'm trying to level out the field so that music just doesn't disappear. I'm trying to level out the field so there are these bands that all of a sudden I hear one song of, and I'm like, these guys are fucking awesome. And then they disappear because they're not making any money. I remember when I first started podcasting, and I don't remember who it was, but I had an indie artist on, and I was talking about, it was super naive. And I was like, do you think there's a way that people could see you live? And the guy was like, I mean, no, I can't afford that. I can't afford to go on tour. I can't afford to play like certain shows in my city. And that's it. My Instagram feed is 95% vinyl, and I love it. I love getting on there and just looking at the pretty, pretty pictures of these vinyls that I've loved, of these Rolling Stones albums and all this. But as fans, we definitely, and I'm just as guilty of this, we definitely don't help out the artists that don't really need it. You know, we posting a Rolling Stone vinyl, what does that do? Who does that help? I mean, it's awesome and it's fun and it's cool, but it's not helping the industry. It's kind of doing the opposite. It just reminds people to go get another Rolling Stones album, which, hey, more power to you. Be a fan that actually wants to see the change. Be a fan that cares about, remember when we used to want to find new stuff and not just have it brought to us? You know, I brought up, so Pure Nonsense, this CD, Mark Kowal. Mark Kowal is one of the most impressive music fans I've ever talked to. This guy gives so much of himself to independent music. This guy listens to everything. And he doesn't give a shit if you have 20 followers or 2 million followers. We could all learn a lesson from this fucking guy. If an album is good, he likes it. If an album doesn't have money behind it, he's going to be keen to like it even more. Now, he's a lot like me, I think, in the regard that you can't just come out with shit unless you're Bon Iver and think it's going to be good. If you are an independent artist, you don't get to just four-track your $100 guitar and, hey, I've got great songs here, check this out. No pre-production, no editing, no time in. You still have to do all that. Much like podcasting, the quality has to be there. We get asked to play independent artist stuff all the time, and I say no half the time, I'd say at least. And it's not because I don't like it, it's because it's not there yet. It's because the quality, it's got a little ways to go. We need to be more like those fans. Do you remember when we were younger? And maybe this is just a young thing. I don't, maybe it still happens. I don't think we have to anymore because everything is online. We used to go downtown and just, hey, let's go to the blah, blah, blah. Bands are going to be playing. Maybe we'll hear something good, something new. We don't do that anymore because, you know, online, who's at the Bouquet tonight? This band? What does this band sound like? Here, let me look it up. There is no organic discovery of music anymore. It's a fucking bummer. It very rarely happens. Very rarely. I miss that sort of stuff. And I think that what we are trying to build, that I'm hoping we're done with soon, if it's even going to be usable and popular, is a place where bands can concentrate on discovering new indie music. Yes, you're still going to be able, you're going to be just fine finding your new Blur album that comes out. But you are also going to be able to consistently discover independent bands. I know that there are places like Bandcamp, and Bandcamp is great. Bandcamp has done a great job. I'm really, really, really bummed that they sold out. but I get it. Bandcamp outgrew itself, though. Bandcamp is not a good... Bandcamp is a great place to go buy an independent artist stuff. It is not a great place to find independent artists. That's what we need. And it's not your fault that we don't have it. So, what are our solutions? Buy physical media. Buy music. That's it. The fan one is short. Just buy shit. That's all there is. I'm hoping that eventually we can help with that. We are working on it. You musicians, be more supportive. Post your buddies' band's shit. Find some fucking band that you played a festival with in Boston and post their album, not just yours, every single day. This world of musical tragedy for musicians is not just happening to you. It's happening to everyone. I cannot get away from Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj. You aren't making any money. We're all living in hell. We want to try to make things better. And I do think that there is a way to build a community to do that. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think could help. And let me know where I'm wrong and why this bitching isn't fair. VerseCourseVerse.com at VerseCourseVersePod. Hey, I love doing this podcast. I love everybody that listens. I love hanging out with Rachel and Evil. I love Rachel and Evil. Everybody that's supported us or hasn't, hey, nothing but love, okay? Do your thing, as the great Tupac would say. Let's figure this shit out together. Let's support some indie. Let's buy some albums. Let's listen to some good podcasts. If you can find them, shout them out. Shout them out. You find a good podcast, shout it out. Let people know, because there aren't a lot of good ones out there. We're improving every single episode. I know that. Now, I am going to go listen to some vinyl. I'm going to go drink a little more tequila. And I'm going to keep thinking about what we can do to make things better. Hang out with us on Insta, right? Or don't. I don't care. Just listen to the pod if you want to. That's all you need to do. You guys are the best. Y'all take care now, you hear? Good night. And good fucking luck.
If it's something that you want to hear, fucking sing it yourself. 'Cause everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score. Doesn't pay.